What about this histology, though, Ben? If this patient had clear-cut metastatic disease, how would you approach it? Would you approach it as a sort of a small cell strategy?
Yeah. This is a large cell neuroendocrine. It's a tough one because it's on a spectrum. Neuroendocrine tumors of the lung are on a spectrum of typical carcinoid, atypical carcinoid, large cell, and then small cell based on how aggressive it is. So we're getting up there to the small cell area. Large cell neuroendocrine tumors, there's a lot of controversy. Should you treat this as a small cell or should you treat this as a non-small cell? And I would look at some of the other features of the tumor and potentially just how hot it stained for or how hard it stained for synaptophysin and chromogranin, and then look at the Ki-67. None of this is rooted in any data. This is, again, where medicine becomes an art and science. If it looked like it was high Ki-67, I would tend to favor treating it as a small cell. But many of these can be treated as non-small cell. And in fact, I think the WashU physician recommended the KEYNOTE-189 regimen. Many of us treat these large cell neuroendocrine tumors as a non-small cell. I don't think we have a lot of great data on this, and a lot would depend on some of the features of the tumor that would guide me towards a small cell regimen versus a non-small cell regimen.
When you say non-small cell regimen, though, are you talking about non-squamous regimen or squamous regimen?
Yeah, I would talk about a non-squamous. It's a good point. So I think in my mind, if we were not going to aggressively manage the brain and treat this as stage four, I would be debating between platinum etoposide as the small cell regimen or carboplatin pemetrexed pembrolizumab as a non-squamous non-small cell regimen based on very little literature.
But in terms of the small cell variation, or if you go the small cell route, would that not include atezolizumab?
Oh, and atezo. Yeah, exactly. So if this were small cell based on the more recent EMPOWER data, yes, I would add the atezo to the platinum etoposide.
I'm not sure EMPOWER 130 was published by the time when I saw this patient.
Yeah. Interesting. You know. Well, I mean, in a way, all roads lead to checkpoint inhibitors anyhow, right?
Exactly.
Durvalumab,
it's essentially,
atezolizumab, pembro, lung cancer. I always bring this up when we talk about other cancers. When you really think about it, every part of lung cancer right now is chemo checkpoint inhibitor, including small cells. It's really amazing.
And that's actually how I counseled this patient. As I said, WashU's recommendation and my recommendation were not really that dissimilar. They were dissimilar only in the sequence of the chemotherapy versus in the immune therapy, not so much in the if you're going to get them or not. And then obviously I said, I'm going to try to cure you. And they said, they're going to try to palliate you.